Good evening. Let's call to order this meeting on June 2nd, 2014 of the Mesa City Council. We'd like to excuse Vice Mayor Glover, who is out of town, and also Council Member Summers, who is also traveling, so they won't be with us this evening. We'll begin tonight's meeting with an invocation from Pastor David Land of the New Life Assembly. Following the invocation, we'll have a Pledge of Allegiance by Council Member Luna. If you'll join us, please stand.
Heavenly Father, we are so grateful today for your love for us and for your mercy and your grace. We thank you, Lord, that you are always with us, and we have experienced your presence in recent days with tragedies that have plagued our city. We thank you, Lord, that you are there and that we can call upon you. And I pray now that your blessings would be upon our mayor and upon our council members and upon this meeting, that, Lord, the decisions that are made on behalf of the citizens of Mesa will be the decisions that you would have to be made. And we pray, Lord, for your wisdom and your guidance. And I pray in the name of my God, Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
Please join me for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We have a VIP visitor with us this evening, so we'd like to turn the time over to Council Member Richens.
Hi, I'd like to introduce a good friend of mine and visitor from the town of Superior, Council Member Mila Lira. If you want to stand up and say hi to Mila, she's been on the council up there. Council member up there for about a year, and it's been pretty impressive. But glad to have you here joining us tonight. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you. The next item is awards and recognitions. Tonight we have four awards and recognitions. The first is Extraordinary Properties. We are fortunate in the city of Mesa to have many people who invest and take pride in their properties. They also take extra time to invest in their homes and businesses. And the city has created the Extraordinary Properties campaign 3 years ago as a way to recognize and show our appreciation to these property owners. And tonight we're recognizing the 10th group of recipients. And here to talk more about the program and introduce our award recipients this evening is Laura Heineman, Deputy Director with the City's Development and Sustainability Department. Welcome.
Thank you. Our Extraordinary Properties campaign receives nominations from the community as well as code compliance officers out in the neighborhood where these properties are located. Each quarter, a panel of community leaders gets together and selects the best of those nominations, and we're going to be recognizing those properties this evening. There are four properties, one commercial and three residential. They will be receiving a certificate and a sign for their front yard or the front of their property, which they will be displaying for the next 3 months. Each nomination receives a thank you note and a certificate from the city, though, because we're proud of all their properties. Our first recipient is a commercial property. MoPower is located at 245 North Gilbert Road. MoPower began making major renovations about a year ago. They expanded the business into a building on the south side of the property that was really an eyesore. The entire property has been painted mocha brown and new signs were added. The new color contrasts well with the new neon signs. They also built a half wall with an iron fence to replace a dilapidated chain link fence. Customers say they like the makeover inside and out because it gives the property a wow factor. This evening, the certificate will be presented to MoPower owner Todd and Catherine Taylor. The award will be presented by District 2 Councilmember Terry Benelli and Mayor Alex Finter. Our next three recipients are for residential properties. First, we want to recognize Eloida and Manuel Arredondo for their home on West Dana Avenue in Townsend Place subdivision. Mrs. Arredondo said that they moved from Northern California to Arizona 8 years ago to fulfill their dream of owning a home and decorating a garden with many flowers. Their location makes it easier for them to visit family in Mexico. As the years went by, they improved their home little by little. Mrs. Arredondo said she takes plenty of pride in her home and is able to decorate her garden with as many flowers as she likes. She feels that her house and her garden are the best investment they could have made. Unfortunately, the Arredondos were not able to be here this evening, but we'll make sure they get their certificate and sign. Next, we want to recognize Kathy Adams for her home on North Hibbert in the Glenwood Tract subdivision. Located on the northwest corner of Hibbert and First Street, this minimal traditional style is well preserved in its original character. Built in 1945 and located in the Wilbur Historic District, the wood-framed house with clapboard siding is modest in its trim and detailing. It still has its original wood floors throughout. The house sits on a large corner lot, which was unusual at the time, and a huge mature pecan tree still shades the house in the backyard. The house is a great example of early 20th century development in the original town site. A simple and small front porch welcomes visitors. On November 4, 2009, the house was listed on the National Register of Historic Places. Presenting the certificate to Kathy Adams will be Mayor Finter. Our final recipient of the Extraordinary Properties Award is Roger Wagner for his home on East 2nd Avenue in the Maywood Tract subdivision. This house is located on the southeast corner of 2nd Avenue and Center Street. Through all its history, uses, and modification, it remains true to its original character, a little desert in the city of Mesa. Mr. Wagner bought the house in 1993 after it had been boarded up, foreclosed, and unoccupied for several years. It took a complete renovation, which was very challenging. The original adobe portion of the home was built around 1930. It was the home of the Gardner family, who used part of the home as a sandwich and taco shop, which was very popular with students from the original Mesa High School. Tourists now stop by in the winter to pose for pictures in front of the cactus. Mr. Wagner says it's a pleasure to be out in the yard when people stop by to comment about the cactus and the decor. In his word, as a retired guy, he's proud to hear the compliments. Presenting the certificate to Roger Wagner will be Mayor Finter. Congratulations to the latest recipients of the Extraordinary Properties campaign. I would like to thank our residents, code compliance officers, and city staff who sent in nominations. We'd also like to thank our committee of volunteers who selected these extraordinary properties, Linda Flick, Cynthia Dunham, Pat Gilbert, and Stephanie Wright. We're always accepting nominations for extraordinary properties, so if you see a home or a business that really stands out in the neighborhood that it's located in, please submit your nominations to Mesa Extraordinary Properties at mesaaz.gov.
Presentation. Thank you. Our second presentation tonight is announcing the 2014 Historic Preservation Award winners. Since 1998, the City of Mesa has recognized over 50 citizens for outstanding efforts in the community who, through skill and determination, have given value and meaning to Mesa through historic preservation. The awards will be presented by Clara Zervogel, Chair of the Historic Preservation Board.
The Historic Preservation Awards for the 2014 season have been presented, and I would like to first of all recognize a house that has been renovated. First, it was a shell, as you could see. First, it was a shell, and not much was there. The property originally was a site for three places, and it was platted in 1900. There is a second residence at 124, and this one was renovated. This one is 124, and it became this lovely house. The family, Peter and Shelley Nikolovich, have a love for history, and they took this house as a shell and rearranged it and finished it according to the zoning codes for historic preservation. They were nominated by Miss Wendy MacAlred, who sent in the nomination. The criteria for this is for their leadership and the quality of their renovation. This Peter and Shelley Nikolovich took the assistance of Gary Cornett as a contractor and Greg Hitchens as a architect who serves on the Mesa Board of Adjustment. And they work closely with the Mesa planners and acting historic preservation officer, John Wesley, so that the historic appeal of the house was retained. The 130 house, which you see on here now, became a comfortable home with a modern kitchen, four-car garage, and a loft for storage. The second house, which is 124, this little house was originally just a brick shell. They finished the house then with adding another kitchen and a bathroom and flooring. The upstairs has become a loft with doors leading onto a balcony. The photo doesn't show it, but there is another house behind it, and that house became living quarters. These are all connected with walkways and pathways so that they're all retaining their same original footprint. The impact of these historic houses and the preservation is all positive and is a role model for others. The property had been dormant for many years and needed the work and the passion that Peter and Shelley gave it. And they brought this house back to life again and made it a home again. And I might add that Peter and Shelley have also done some renovation work, and they own the Queen's Pizza, which is downtown. And if you've been in there, my favorite pizza place, if you've been in there, you'll also notice how the renovation that they've continued to do with that building. So they really have a passion for keeping our city of Mesa and its historic properties looking just as wonderful as they can. And so, Mr. Mayor, would you present Peter and Shelley with their award? Our next award was nominated for his lifetime achievement in archaeology, education, and outreach in individual lifetime, his 50 years of field work. Mr. Dutch, or otherwise known as Walter Dutch During, began his work 50 years ago in archaeology. His work grew out of his study at ASU, and during this time at ASU, he worked in the anthropology program as a student intern. He then took his assignment with ADOT and spent 32 years of career in the archaeology department mapping and analyzing archaeological sites throughout Arizona, where he gained immeasurable experience and knowledge of southwestern archaeology. His first work in Mesa began in 1971 with the Mesa Grand Project, and he worked with Frank Midvale to help restore that property. Other sites that Dutch has worked on was the Fitch site, ASU Archaeological Projects, Mesa Pioneer Cemetery, and also served as the crew chief at the Riverview Project, where he was instrumental in the mapping of the original Hohokam trails, taking soil samples and doing the mapping of the trails before it became Riverview Shopping Center. In the past 45 years, he has anchored several important archaeological studies in the Southwest regarding the Hohokam, and is also a member of the Arizona Archaeological Society, serving as a primary director for their Calderwood project. Dutch continues to contribute greatly to Mesa's archaeology and still works as Mesa Grand as a tour guide. He's also a member of the Southwest Archaeological Team, otherwise known as SWAT, and volunteers a significant amount of his time for the Arizona Museum of Natural History. Dr. Jerry Howard recognizes him as the one of the most important, little known, but greatly respected archaeologists in the city of Mesa. So I'd like to present Dutch with the award for his archaeology, education, and outreach, and his lifetime achievement. Our final award goes to a good friend of mine. Donna Benge has been a mentor for me as I began with the Historic Preservation Board. Donna has a long list of accomplishments, and we are recognizing her for her individual lifetime achievement, her leadership, and her performance and impact. She is a charter member of the Southwest Archaeological Team and is affiliated with the Arizona Museum of Natural History. She works on many of the historic projects in the History Museum, and if you go in there, her handiwork is all over the museum, and she works on the coolest things that I've ever seen. She also spends a lot of time doing work that isn't very glamorous, but she's an expert at doing, making her own mortar, as she's shown here, doing some stabilization work at one of the projects that she worked on. And her other projects that she works on are these cool things at the Arizona Museum of Natural History. So Donna has not only been a founder of SWAT, but she's also been instrumental in the restoration of Mesa Grand, the Serine House, Tumacacori, the National Monument Sites, stabilization and restoration projects at Tubac, 19th century adobe stage top, and an early 20th century adobe schoolhouse west of the Picacho Mountains, south of Coolidge. Stabilization is what she was doing with the trowel. It doesn't look very glamorous, but Donna is in there every chance she could get. Her current projects are still working with the Pueblo and Mesa Grand Mound sites, restoration of a school in Eloy, and another historic stone building at the Mesa Park of the Canals. She has worked with thousands of children, teaching them about archaeology and protection of our past with hands-on activities and field work. She also developed the Arizona Archaeology Badge requirements for Girl Scouts. I probably didn't know that they had one, but Donna helped develop it. She's also a founding member of Mesa Historic Preservation Foundation. She's the past chair of the Mesa Historic Preservation Board. And currently, she's working on the project to prepare the historic panels for the light rail project that will be at each stop as the light rail progresses through the city of Mesa. Donna, if you'd come up. Wendy also nominated Donna for this award. We'd like to recognize them.
Thank you, Clara. We appreciate that. It's always nice to be able to recognize folks that are doing great work in the community. Our next presentation is Team Innovate Awards. Innovate is the City of Mesa's employee and department suggestion program that encourages employees to submit ideas to streamline processes, improve operational efficiency, enhance customer service, and reduce costs. Tonight's awards will be given by David Brown, a member of the evaluation panel and a Mesa resident. David, are you here? Wonderful. Welcome up.
Mayor Finter, Vice Mayor Glover in absentia, Council Members Richens, Benelli, Kavanaugh, Luna Summers again in absentia, and tonight's attendees. As you noted, Mayor, the city annually recognizes the top innovative ideas from employees and departments. This year, City Manager Brady, in an effort to fulfill Council's strategic initiatives, created the Team Innovate program that challenged departments to deliver services in innovative and creative ways. Altogether, 31 submissions were received, all focusing on maximizing value for Mesa citizens using current resource levels. These ideas were narrowed to 8 with difficulty because of their overall high level. These 8 finalists were reviewed by a team for the first time comprising representatives from the business community, Sally Harrison and Jeffrey Bither, from the Alliance for Innovation, Dominic Papa and Matthew Bahunin, and from Mason Neighborhoods, Kathy Norris from Carriage Lane and me, David M. Brown, Branch West, and city staff, Natalie Lewis, Alex Deshuk, and Neil Curley. The panel agreed that all 8 submissions are worthy of recognition, but in selecting this year's top 3 ideas, the Team Innovate 8 panel shifted innovatively from a traditional numerical scheme, those suggestions attracting the most votes win, to one that evaluated the 8 final submissions for 3 criteria essential to saving and making money, but also implementing the city's vision for the future. For the first criterion, cost savings, Innovate thought highly of a suggestion by the fire department for training its paramedics locally at significantly reduced rates while maintaining the highest standards. Responding to the second category, innovation, a plan by the engineering department to repurpose previously used and unused pipeline and rent fiber optic strands should yield additional city revenue. And satisfying the third criterion, quality of life, customers' value, the Innovate team thought innovatively again, suggesting that 2 ideas from the economic department's development and sustainability members be combined into 1, a code education series to promote knowledge of the city's code requirements for contractors and residents at local stores, and a plan review self-certification program, which could save millions of dollars for approved private side designers to ensure on their time that their plans are in line with city codes. All 31 ideas will be implemented, but these 3 were selected to be recognized for their thoughtful approach to cost savings, innovation, and increasing quality of life and value to Mesa residents. Mayor Finter and City Manager Brady, I understand, will present the awards. Thank you.
Great. And our final presentation tonight is for Gary Nelson. Gary is a reporter at the Arizona Republic, and he's been covering the city of Mesa for years, long years. He recently announced his retirement, and we'd like to recognize him tonight for his fair and balanced reporting, the time he spent on really learning the issues at hand and always being there at our meetings and conferences and events. We've been very lucky to have a reporter who lives in Mesa and cares about the community. And Gary, we want you to know we're going to miss you. I just can't imagine, for my entire time and for a lot of us, being here on council and not having you here in the future with us. But we want to tell you we appreciate you and all that you've done. So thank you for your service. And maybe if you would like to come up and just visit with us for a second. Hey, Gary, before you get started, why don't you go ahead, Gary, and then we've got a little something for you.
Well, thank you, Mayor. Mayor Finter, honorable council members, Mr. Brady, city staff, as you've already mentioned, my name is Gary Nelson. I live in Mesa, have lived here for 25 years. In addressing you this evening, I want you to know that I'm also addressing your predecessors, Mayors Hawker and Smith among them, and also many of the city staff with whom I've worked over the years. They're not here this evening, whether because they're absent or they've already left the city. They're in my thoughts, too. It has been since January of 2007 that I've had the honor of representing the Arizona Republic as the lead reporter covering the city of Mesa. A lot of the stories over that past 7.5 years appeared under an amazing variety of headlines. Some of them panned out, some didn't, but they all speak to a common theme. Here's a few of them. Wave Yard, to build world-class resort in Mesa. Gaylord Hotel, to build world-class resort in Mesa. Mesa survives epic budget crisis. Light rail comes to Mesa. Passenger service begins at Phoenix Mesa Gateway Airport. First Solar comes to Mesa. Apple comes to Mesa. Goldwater Library to build in Mesa. Chicago Cubs stay in Mesa. Oakland Athletics return to Mesa, on and on and on. A lot of these stories made their way to the front page of the paper because of their true regional impact. Some of them made their way to the front page of the paper because people were shocked that these things could happen in a town that isn't named Scottsdale or Phoenix. But in every one of these cases, the paper was just the messenger. We were just writing about the things that you all are actually doing. That's not to say that the work of a newspaper is unimportant. One day when I was talking with Gordon Sheffield, he made the point that having another set of eyes and ears in the room really made a difference to him and to others who knew that because the public was watching through the media, that they were careful to be diligent about how they did their work. There may be something to that, but it's also true that my colleagues covering other cities across the valley have had to write about political shenanigans and political grandstanding and sometimes actual malfeasance in office. So just having a newspaper or a reporter on the scene doesn't necessarily mean everything will go the way it should. Credit goes to the public servants who do the public business the way it is supposed to be done. But having said that, I'd like you to think about one headline that didn't appear over these past few years. Neo-Nazi sits on Mesa City Council. The fact that we did not see that headline is due, I think, in part to the work of one of my predecessors, who uncovered some interesting things about a city council candidate in 2006, put those things in the newspaper. That individual subsequently lost the election, but we can only imagine the headlines that there would have been if he had not. So please note that it was a newspaper that performed that public service. It was a newspaper, which for centuries has been a community bulletin board, a community chat room, community conscience. It breaks my heart that there are fewer newspapers in this chamber than there used to be, because the virtual death of the East Valley Tribune was among the saddest headlines of these past few years. I can tell you, though, that as far as the Arizona Republic is concerned, my successor on this beat, Maria Paletta, will do a wonderful job. She will treat your work with fairness and accuracy. Hopefully, her work will reflect well on you, and if it doesn't, she'll write it up anyway. As for me, I started working in newspapers before people walked on the moon. That actually happened, by the way. It was in all the papers. So it's time to go. I'll have a few more study sessions and committee meetings, and then I will be turning the beat over to Maria. It has been an honor to work with you. If I've ever caused you any chagrin or have misrepresented you in any way, please know that that was a product of my head, not my heart. So in closing, only two words. Thank you. Thanks.
Yeah, one little item. There you go. Gary, we just wanted to let you know and others that after this council meeting tonight, there'll be a reception over in the lobby of the Mesa City Plaza. In your honor, we'd love to have those that would like to join us and share lots of memories to be there. So look forward to visiting with you after this meeting. Thank you. Okay, we'll get right down to business. First item on the agenda is to take action on the consent agenda, which will be read by Kevin Christopher.
Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you will be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items in the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of meetings as written. Item 3A, act to reappoint City Magistrate Elizabeth Areola to a four-year term beginning July 1st, 2014 and ending June 30th, 2018. Item 3B, act to reappoint City Magistrate Michelle Liu Sang to a four-year term beginning July 1st, 2014 and ending June 30th, 2018. Item 4A, act on liquor license application for Luke Greenway Post 1, American Legion, one-day fraternal event Wednesday, June 18th, 4155 East Virginia Street. Item 4B, act on liquor license application for East Valley Cafe, 6102 East Main Street. Item 4C, act on liquor license application for Quick Trip, 2026 West Broadway Road. Item 5A, act on one-year renewal of term contract for GPS equipment and offender monitoring services for the municipal court. Item 5B, act on three-year term contract for painting services for citywide projects as requested by the facilities maintenance department. Item 5C, act on contract to purchase roofing repairs and recoats for four City of Mesa buildings as requested by the facilities maintenance department. Item 5D, act on contract for wastewater line video inspection. Item 5E, act on one-year renewal of term contract for landscape maintenance of medians and right-of-way for Section 5 for the Transportation Department. Item 5F, act on one-year renewal of term contract for landscape maintenance for parkway medians and rights-of-way in Section 2 for the Transportation Department. Item 5G, act on dollar limit increase to the term contract for City of Mesa's website redesign and annual maintenance hosting as requested by the Public Information and Communications Department. Item 5H, act on one-year renewal of the term contract for cleaning and repair services of fire personal protective clothing and equipment for the Fire and Medical Department. Item 5I, act on contract to purchase 911 dispatch console furniture for the Mesa Fire and Medical Department dispatch. Item 5J, act on dollar limit increase to the term contract for odor control service for the Water Resources Department. Item 5K, act on contract for line clearance and tree trimming services for the southeast quadrant of Mesa's electric service area for the Energy Resources Department. Item 5L, act on three-year term contract for 15 kilovolt aluminum electrical cable for the materials and supply warehouse for the Energy Resources Department. Item 5M, act on contract authorizing the city manager to enter into the fiscal year 14-15 annual agreement with Visit Mesa for the transfer of agreed-upon transient occupancy tax funds used to promote tourism and convention activities, as well as specific community civic events and sports that bring visitors to Mesa. Item 6A, act on resolution authorizing and supporting the submittal of a grant application by the Mesa Police Department to the Tohono O'odham Nation to support the Rape Aggression Defense Community Education and Training Program. Item 6B, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to accept funds made available through the Federal Emergency Management Agency for security temperature-controlled drug boxes with Wi-Fi security card access. Item 6C, act on resolution to extinguish 5-foot public utility easement at 1429 East Flossmoor Avenue, located north of Southern Avenue and east of Stapley Drive. Item 6D, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to enter into a foreign trade zone operators agreement for foreign trade zone 221 with GT Advanced Technologies Corporation. This agreement will allow for the operation of a manufacturing facility for the production, storage, manufacturing, and transport of sapphire material at 3740 South Signal Butte Road, foreign trade zone 221. Item 6E, act on resolution levying the amount to be raised by a secondary property tax and the rate upon each $100 of assessed valuation of property subject to taxation within the City of Mesa for the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2015. And item 7A, act on ordinance amending the Mesa Zoning Ordinance, Title 11 of the Mesa City Code, Chapters 6, 7, 8, 31, and 58, regarding the zoning districts that allow tattoo parlors and body piercing salons, and deleting criteria for the requirement Department of Council use permits of same and providing penalties for violations. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate that. Is there any item that a council member would like to remove from the consent agenda? No. Ms. Mickelson, anything from the public?
No request, Mayor.
Okay. We have a motion by Councilmember Cavanaugh for approval and a second by Councilmember Luna. If you'll all please vote. It is we've received five ayes with two absent, Vice Mayor Glover and Councilmember Summers, so the consent agenda does pass. Wonderful. At this point, we'd like to recognize and congratulate Judge Elizabeth Areola and Judge Michelle Lusang for their reappointments, and we'd like to invite them up one at a time to kind of just share a moment with us and maybe introduce family members or friends that might be with them. Let's start with Judge Areola. Nice to have you with us.
No problem.
Yeah, no, that's fine. It's wonderful to have you here, and congratulations on this.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, council members. It's an honor and a privilege. It's a joy to work with the City of Mesa Court. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you for all your service and hard work. So congratulations. Judge Lusang, if you'd like to join us up here. And have your family members come with us, too. We'd like to see them.
Sure.
Come on.
I'm very proud of them.
Wonderful.
I want to say thank you very much for continuing to allow me to serve my community. I've lived in Mesa since 1994. And when I moved to Arizona about 30 years ago, Mesa was the first place we lived. So moving back into Mesa about 20 years ago was like coming home. And I love the city, I appreciate the city, and I like serving my community. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And who do you have here with us?
This is my husband, Maurice, and my son, Christopher.
Okay, great. We appreciate having your mom and wife here with us. So thank you, Judge. We appreciate all that you do for us.
Thank
Congratulations.
You.
Okay. Item 8 is... make sure I've got these all correct. Item 8, to conduct a public hearing concerning the home rule adjustment to the state expenditure limitation. I'd like to declare this public hearing open. Any comments from the council members on this portion? None. Ms. Mickelson, would any citizen like to speak on this item?
No request to speak, sir.
Okay. I declare this public hearing closed. Item 9, then, will be items from citizens present. Ms. Mickelson, anyone wish to speak?
No request, Mayor.
Okay, good. Thank you. Entertain a motion for adjournment. We have a motion from Councilmember Luna, a second by Councilmember Cavanaugh. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you for your patience.